From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Vietnam War-era Defense Secretary Robert McNamara has died at the age of 93. NPR's Elizabeth Chogren has more.
McNamara was Secretary of Defense under Presidents Kennedy and Johnson. He played a key role in handling the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 and was a prime architect of the Vietnam War. The U.S. effort to defeat the North Vietnamese communist regime cost the lives of more than 58,000 Americans and prompted broad public protests. Many people blamed McNamara for the United States' painful failure. Decades later, he conceded that his war strategy in Southeast Asia was, quote, wrong, terribly wrong. Before serving as defense secretary, McNamara was the president of Ford Motor Company. After he resigned from government service, he took over the helm of the World Bank and steered that organization to focus more on fighting poverty. Elizabeth Chogren, NPR News, Washington.
A federal bankruptcy judge has approved the sale of most of the assets of General Motors. This clears the way for GM to quickly emerge from bankruptcy protection as a new and smaller company, largely owned by the government. At least one appeal of the judge's ruling has been announced. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
In last night's ruling, Judge Robert Gerber swept aside objections from bondholders, unions, consumer groups, and individuals with outstanding lawsuits against GM. He wrote that the only alternative to the sale would be liquidation. Gerber called that a disastrous result for GM's creditors, employees, suppliers, and the communities where GM operates. The ruling is a victory for the White House, whose auto task force has been promoting the GM reorganization. But President Obama has said he wants the government to exit the business as quickly as possible. GM is staying afloat with billions of dollars in taxpayer bailout money. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have signed a roadmap for a future treaty to replace the START arms control agreement that expires in December. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov is quoted as saying that the document would be called a joint understanding on questions of the further cuts and limitations on strategic offensive weapons. He said it will not contain details for the new treaty. U.S. negotiators have been trying to make progress before the current treaty expires. The eventual deal could cut warheads from more than 2,000 each to as low as 1,500 each. Stock prices are lower this morning, but off their worst levels following a trade group report that U.S. service sector contracted less than expected in June. At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow is down by 54 points to 8226. The Nasdaq is down by 24 points to 1772. This is NPR News. Congress returns this week for its midsummer session with health care and energy topping the agenda, and one more senator for the Democratic caucus. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
At long last, Minnesota will get its second senator when former comedian Al Franken is sworn in. He is technically the crucial 60th vote that can give Democrats a filibuster-proof majority. But Senators Ted Kennedy and Robert Byrd are both absent, dealing with illness. And the health care debate is proving divisive even within parties. Senator Chris Dodd is filling in on Kennedy's health care committee, and that body could wrap up its version of a health care bill this week. The Senate Finance Committee is also expected to meet on health care. There, a bipartisan bill is not likely to include a controversial public option. Senate committees are poised to take up an energy bill, but no vote there is expected before the fall. Next week, hearings begin on Mr. Obama's Supreme Court pick, Sonia Sotomayor. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
A South Korean newspaper is reporting that a barrage of ballistic missiles that North Korea test-fired over the weekend may have included a new type of Scud missile, one that has an extended range and improved accuracy that poses a threat to Japan. North Korea launched 7 missiles into waters off its east coast on Saturday in defiance of UN resolutions. The action drew international condemnation. Today's newspaper report says that the launches were believed to have included 3 Scud ER missiles with a range of up to 620 miles. The report says 5 of the 7 missiles flew about 260 miles. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.